Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. Right now I'm going to go to Ireland. As a matter of fact, we're going to go down to Cork to talk to a Yank, a man who would like very much to retire in Ireland, but is getting... He's getting a bit of a hankering to stay in Ireland, except that the gods are working against them. But let me, first of all, say hello, Kevin Callahan. How are you?
Good, Adrian. Thank you. How are you?
Ah, too bad. I was often worse. But let me tell you, first of all, ask you, your case is indeed one that I don't have answers for, but let's air it anyway. What is your, first of all, where were you born? Where were you bred and buttered?
I was born actually on a military base in Germany. My father and mother are both from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes.
They're second generation Irish. But my father was also a cavalry officer and traveled in Europe and in other military bases in the United States. So I was an Army brat in my early years.
Right.
Then when my father retired, he moved back to New York, and I grew up on Staten Island.
Okay.
And went to high school in Staten Island, and have been around the New York area for since then. I'm 60 years old now. Although I have traveled and learned quite a lot about the world that I think a lot of Americans, you know, don't have the opportunity to, or the hankering to do.
Yes.
I've lived in China for a while. I've traveled throughout Europe. I went to business school in France and Singapore. And so the idea of, you know, packing up and moving to another country isn't something that I fear. In fact, I look forward to it. Ireland being my ancestral home.
Yeah.
Is a place that has, you know, as you know better as well as me, that, you know, the attraction of Ireland to Irish overseas, you know, what they call the Irish diaspora, is very strong. I come here and I feel at home. It's a strange feeling, but I do love it here, and I purchased a home here in County Cork, and I wanted to make this my retirement home. But I subsequently found out that the Ministry of Justice in Dublin has changed the rules. They've made it much stricter for retirees, or what they call persons of independent means,
right,
to retire to Ireland. This is, I think, part of a general trend in immigration throughout the EU. But it is directly affecting many, many people. I dare say that most people who would have wanted, certainly most Irish Americans who would have wanted to retire to Ireland, are now prohibited from doing so because these rules are so tight, so draconian, and I've been told that the Ministry for Justice is reviewing these rules now, but they have not really talked much about what rules are they reconsidering and how this will end up. But it should be over within a few months. I think they're going to reissue the rules as they currently are, or change them slightly. But I have great trepidation about it. That's why I started a petition to just ask the Ministry for Justice to, you know, use some what I think are more common sense rules. You know, believe me, I don't want to tell Ireland what their immigration policy should be. It's up to every country to decide, you know, what people they want to come in or not. But I think they do want foreign capital and foreigners moving to Ireland who are of independent means, who will not be a burden on the Irish state, because I think there's a positive benefit to the economy, and I think they realize that too, for retirees coming in, buying homes, spending all their retirement money in Ireland, and paying, you know, stamp tax, VAT tax, in some cases income tax, and it, you know, that far outweighs, I believe, any cost to Ireland. I will receive Social Security, which is guaranteed by the U.S. government for life. I don't see how I could ever become a burden on the Irish state.
Yeah, and there is a reciprocal arrangement with the U.S. And Ireland. I just want to back up a little bit, though, Kevin. Before you bought the house in Ireland, you said that the rules were updated or changed recently. At the time you bought the house in Ireland, had there been regulations there more favorable than they are now?
I closed on the purchase after the rules had been posted. But before I knew of them, and before most people knew of them, I'll blame myself as much as anyone for not, following up on this, but I did make inquiries with immigration solicitors in Ireland. I talked to, many people to see what the thresholds would be and the burdens would be of trying to retire to Ireland, and I was consistently told, no, you can get permanent residency. There may be some income tests that are required, but right, that it should not be a problem. And a lot of people were probably surprised. I think what Inish did is they changed the rules. They posted them on their website, but, maybe not well publicized.
Okay, when you went to purchase the house in Ireland, and we have to assume that that there was no hassle at that time, that there were no provisions there to ask you, in fact, where you're from. You're entitled to buy a house in Ireland, and you went ahead and did that. You bought it on the premise that for months you owned a place there. What's the big deal? You go there and you live happily ever after. But what are, to your understanding, what are the requirements, and what is the reason for what I understand is they were not just slight adjustments, but let's get down to some figures here.
Sure.
The new rules requiring retirement income, what is this based on, annual income?
Yes. You have to show the annual income of at least 50,000 euros per year.
50,000 euro per year. Okay.
Right. And if you're a married couple, for example, so this is per person. So if you're a married couple, you have to prove income of 100,000 euros per year, even though you might be presumably sharing, the same house and living together as a couple. The priority rules, the thing about these rules is that they're not all published. So the 50,000 euros is now a published rule, and I think the ministry would tell you that that is a clarification, perhaps, of existing rules, but the existing rules were never in writing. There's an additional rule that you need to have a cash reserve set aside of that's not published either, but people have told me it's as high as 200,000 euros that you have to maintain.
Okay.
In cash for unexpected expenses. And again, a lot of these rules are kind of explained in communications with, for example, in the dial, and the deputies are asking questions and getting some responses.
Right.
That's, I would say, limited responses from the ministry. So 200,000 euros has to be kept in cash in case you ever become, you have to go into a nursing home, for example.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big concern, at least what they say, is their big concern is they don't want people becoming a burden to the welfare system in Ireland, which I understand. We shouldn't be a burden. We made a deal with Ireland when we retired Ireland is that we will have independent means, we will be self-sufficient, we will get our own health insurance, we won't need welfare, we won't work, we're not allowed to work. And that's an agreement that, you know, I'm personally willing to stand behind. And if I ever become bankrupt, for example, send me back to the States.
Yeah.
That's all. Let the American government take care of me because they have to.
Right.
Ireland doesn't have to. So I'm perfectly willing to agree to that. And that's, in fact, the agreement that you make when you retire to Ireland is that you will never accept any welfare.
Now, okay, so now you have actually worked for several decades, I believe 40 years. You have been a contributor to the Social Security system of the United States.
Yeah,
is that right?
Probably more than 40 years. My first job was a cashier in a supermarket. I was 16 years old. As soon as I could get a work permit, I got one. And, you know, since that day, I've been paying into the Social Security system.
Yeah.
So, I think I will receive, you know, the maximum amount of Social Security that is really allowable, which is nowhere near 50,000 euros. I won't receive it until I request that it be withdrawn.
Right.
And the longer you wait, you know, the more it is. But I suspect that it's not going to be more than, say, 30,000 euros.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's in dollars, so I have to convert it to euros. So who knows what the exchange rate would be in the future. How could I ever become a burden to the Irish state if I'm receiving 30,000 euros guaranteed by the U.S. government to live on? And I can get that money. There's an agreement between Ireland and the United States. I can have that money direct deposited from the federal government into an Irish bank.
Okay. So now here's the way I see it, as according to Kevin Callahan, is that you are not going to Ireland to work. You're not applying for a work visa. You are simply buying a house you've already bought a house in Ireland, in West Cork, for the purpose of retirement. And for the privilege of doing that, you have to have 200,000 euro. You have to have that in the bank before you, for openers. And then you have to have, as a couple, you have to have 100,000 per year income.
Correct.
So what happens the first 100,000. For instance, okay, you have 200 in the bank, you need 100,000 to show 100,000 euro per year. So in no time, is that the same 100,000 that will last you forever and a day?
No, the 200,000 has to be maintained. So it's considered a nest egg, if you will.
Okay.
It has to be deposited or proof that you have that money in a, you know, in a bank account, a savings account, perhaps.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that makes this, you know, all the more difficult, is that you have to do this every year. You have to prove this income and your cash and all the other requirements of insurance, et cetera, health insurance, et cetera, every year. So prior to these new rules, they had a program where you retired to Ireland and you were effectively given permanent residency.
Yeah.
Now, it was not permanent, like the U.S. Green Card program, right? It's every 10 years you have to resubmit to live in the United States under the Green Card list, 10 years. In Ireland, under what they call Stamp 3, which is what they used to give retirees, it would be basically every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the time that you spent living in Ireland counted towards, for example, citizenship. If you ever wanted to apply for citizenship at a later date, you could do that by using those years that you lived in Ireland under Stamp 3. they've gotten rid of that completely now, and you have, you're only allowed what they call stamp zero, which is a one-year residency, and you have to reapply every year to stay in Ireland. So every year you have to prove you have the 100,000 euro. Every year you have to prove that you have the 200,000 is still there, hasn't been touched.
Mm.
Every year you have to prove that you have, you know, we have to buy health insurance. So I know people write on these blogs a lot of times is, oh, you know, you're going to be end up, you know, a burden on the healthcare system in Ireland.
Right.
But we have to have private health insurance. You cannot retire to Ireland without having a private health insurance.
Now, is
that's
that
fine.
A,
I'm not against that, but just
yeah,
that
but
would
is,
almost
is that,
guarantee
yeah.
that I wouldn't be a burden to the, you know, the healthcare
yeah.
system.
Okay. If what you are telling me, and I have no reason to believe otherwise, it would appear that, and I mean, I would sincerely hope that this has to do with the European Union regulations. I cannot for the life of me figure that Ireland would want to make it more difficult for somebody like yourself, because you don't have a problem with the 200,000, more power to you. So the problem will be to show that the €100,000 per year, which is actually it's $110,000, the way things
yeah.
are going these days.
Right.
But if there's something missing here. Okay, so the first year, let's say you have $100,000 of income. Let's just assume the first year is put aside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have that 100,000, then for every year you stay there for the rest of your days, you have to show that each year you have to bring in a fresh 100,000.
You have to prove that you still have the same income you had the year before.
Okay.
So if I'm making 100,000 a year in income, I'm approved for what they call permission to remain in Ireland, I have to, a year later, I have to approve it again. And, you know, there's a requirement to use, you know, you hire an Irish accountant who goes through your statements, and, you know, it's fine. You know, these are, there was a problem with these rules.
Okay.
But it's just that every year, they could, well, you know, what if they change their rules? What if there's a slight adjustment in the exchange rate? You know, things could, and why would I want to have $100,000 of income if I only need, you know, $25,000
right.
of to live?
Well,
so
why would
I
you
could
want,
take some of my
yeah.
savings and convert
yeah,
it
right.
to income, but why would I do that? Because I don't need it.
Well,
I'll
tell
do?
You one thing. If as you're specifying, you're going to have one hell of a funeral because there'll be 200,000 euros sitting there, and you should, you know, be looking forward. I have a guy that I could hook you up with, actually, in Ennis Gronan, County Sligo. He's an undertaker there, and he's developing a theme park up in Ennis Gronan. Maybe you can work something out there. The whole thing to me, and one of the reasons, the primary reason that I wanted to have you on this program was to point out, well, a couple of things. First of all, that would appear to me that if the Dáil decisions and the minister for what's the ministry again? The minister for what?
The Ministry for Justice and Equality.
Yeah. Okay.
Frances Fitzgerald. She's the deputy who's given,
yeah.
You know, this
no, she's the Justice Minister, okay.
Yes.
And there is a, I cannot, for the life of me, understand why those restrictions are there, but I give you credit for starting a petition. I think, though, that it would be only fair to point out that this actually is applies to non-European Union countries. Am I right there? It's not. This is just not because
correct.
Correct.
This policy, retiree policy, applies to non-EU residents.
Mm. Yeah, well, this is going to, I'm sure, if you can hold out long enough, I doubt very much that Ireland would be able to, unless it is, again, as I say, if it's a European Union crazy, not only proposal, but if it's tied into the European Union, I would imagine all hell will break loose very shortly when Britain exits the European Union. Because yeah. I would say there are a lot of expats, who have equally, immigrated to England, and second, third generation there would like to have the freedom of... of returning to Ireland, retiring in Ireland, and living in Ireland. But it's no harm to bring, attention to it anyway. But if I could also have a bit of equal time here to bring another fact to the table, and that is that... I would hope that when Ireland is making these decisions, that they would also take into consideration that if the reverse were true, and if you were living in Ireland, and if you had worked in Ireland, and if you had decided that you were going to retire in the United States, it would be interesting to know how that would work out. We do know, though, that if you wanted to emigrate to anywhere else in the world, with few exceptions, you'd have no problem at all. America, for reasons which you know, and thank God you're over there during this election period anyway, you're in a safer place, even though there's a mishmash of a government over there now anyway. A coalition government which has been further, segregated and segregated into what's ironically known as a coalition. But having said that, it would be, it's amazing that Ireland wouldn't be more, receptive if it stares to. If they have the option of changing it. Now, there must be, there absolutely must be a, thanks to you and only another couple of Americans, actually, who have started this petition, because it takes time and guts and money. If you see something that really... I would assume many people who would think of retiring in Ireland would have about as much information as you have and would assume that for months you buy, a property there and that it should be, all things else should be okay, particularly since you have to... that for every year that you stay in Ireland, you're under the radar there, so that whatever requirements there are, you would have to, show your standing at the end of each
right.
year.
But why would you retire? Retirement is traditionally considered, permanent status. You retire. Retirees to Ireland, they want some form of permanency, right? So to retire to Ireland, I know of a couple who sold their home in the States, moved to Ireland, bought a house, bought a car, settled in. This is where they wanted to spend the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But when they applied for this, permission to remain in Ireland beyond the, the normal period of time permitted by your visa, they were told of these new rules, and they were, you know, shocked by them, didn't, wasn't aware of them, and they didn't meet the income requirements, and they were told to leave. They were given 2 weeks notice to leave Ireland or be deported. There's a lot of examples of this, that, you know, people that are already in Ireland who were told these new rules apply to you. I think the ministry is trying to figure this all out. Yeah. And I agree with you. I mean, there is political, very, very many political issues here that I can't control or even deal with. And I'm not, you know, not a citizen, so I don't really want to get involved in these things. But you're right. The EU is a part of it. Immigration, as I recall, in the EU, every country has kind of allowed to have their own immigration policy. But Ireland is looking to other countries to you know, to compare to, because I don't think they want to make their immigration policy easier than another country, because then they'll get more than perhaps their share of immigrants. But I think just purely on an economic basis, and that's the only appeal that I really want to make, other than the fact that I'm a member of the Irish diaspora, and there is a constitution of Ireland that says that you have to give some special, that there's a special relationship with the Irish diaspora. And perhaps this immigration policy should reflect that. But even setting that aside, pure economics, I believe, will say that retirees like me can make a positive economic contribution to Ireland. Right. Therefore, why wouldn't they want us? You know, purchasing a home puts money in the pocket of an Irishman. Paying taxes, you know, whatever. puts money into the government.
Yeah, you know, you're preaching to the choir. I'm with you the whole way on that. But there are a couple of outstanding questions, and one which should work in your favor. You know, again, just to encapsulate the requirements, you have to have €200,000, which you lodge in a bank there, which for all intents and purposes you can't use. You have to show another €100,000 of annual.
$50,000 per person, $100,000 per married couple.
Yeah.
If you have a son or daughter who's also a working age, it's $150,000. It's $50,000 per person.
Yeah.
But yes, there are married couples. And again, there are many stories out there on the internet. People are talking about this a lot, that are being held to that standard. There was a woman, if you don't mind me telling you one more example, is a woman who, I believe she's American. She married an Irishman. She moved to Ireland. She had two kids. Now her children are a little bit older. She wants to go back to work. She's entitled to work in Ireland. She wants to go back to work. She asked her mother, her American mother, to come to Ireland to take care of her kids so that she could go back to work. The Irish government said no. The mother did not have €50,000 of income, so she was sent back to the States. Now, this woman can't go back to work. What is she supposed to do? This is why the policy is just so unreasonable.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not trying to tell the Irish government, you know, what their policy should be, but I think we get comments on this petition from Irish and Americans. They all say that the thresholds don't make any sense, and why would you only give someone a year? You're basically moving to Ireland, and you're giving like a one-year tourist visa.
Okay, and what makes it more ironic is that whereas on top of the €200,000 which you're placing in escrow, you as a couple need to show €100,000 income, fresh income, for each year you are going to be there. Granted that, you know, all of this is very, the bar is absolutely, that would make it fairly, fairly obvious that the Irish government and its current restrictions, they don't particularly want it there in the first place. What I can't understand, though, is while you have these restrictions, the average annual income in the Republic of Ireland is just over €40,000 per year.
Yeah, and that's for working Irish, right? So that person, assuming it's a one earner in the household, perhaps not, but that person earning €40,000 a year has a family, more on average, has a family,
right.
Is supporting people. He's also working, and he has work expenses. So he's paying taxes. So it's not even comparable. That $40,000 isn't even comparable to what a retiree requires.
Right.
You know what pensioners make in Ireland, right? They make about €15,000 a year.
Okay.
So, I think in Ireland has been debating this idea about livable wage. What is it, €11.45 an hour, which is about €20,000 or €25,000 a year.
Yeah.
That's what Ireland considers a livable wage.
Yeah.
So $50,000 or $100,000 is, I really think maybe they did it because they simply just want to restrict immigration, and this is the easy way to do it.
Well, they
don't have to pass a law. They just have to raise the requirements so high, the burden so high, that nobody can qualify.
Well, anyway, since I am not offering in a position to offer any legal advice, and I'm at liberty to offer an opinion, I think if this is to restrict immigrants flooding into Ireland, this would appear to me like they're closing the gate after the horse is gone. But anyway,
you might be right.
Look, you've started a petition, and I'm delighted to give you some airtime, because we did some basic research into your claims, and ironically, it appears that that's the way they are. I know that there are some politicians around in the currently fractured government over there who I'm sure would love to take this one, and this should go to Parliament, it should go to the door, and hopefully this will be clarified. But without people like you bringing it to the attention of us here, and particularly to the government in Ireland, it would probably slide that way. So good luck to you on it. I would imagine that now there is one fellow, and this is, I don't have a dog in this fight, but there is a fellow that you might want to reach out to. He's a lawyer here in Manhattan. He's from Limerick originally, and his name is James O'Malley. And if you don't, if you hang on after this, Anya will give you his number or tell you how to get in touch with them.
Yes, thank you. All the support we can get, and this is an issue. When I talk to people here in Ireland and in the States, and I bring this up, they don't even know about it. I spoke to someone just today in Kinsale, and who was thinking, again, American, looking to retire to Ireland, and I said, have you looked into the new rules? He says, what new rules?
Yeah, okay.
So, let the buyer beware. We're all supposed to do our own research. I understand that. I'm responsible for my own actions. But, we need to spread the word. And
the current regulations do not make sense. And much as we love, and most of us, particularly in media, are forever encouraging people to go to Ireland, to visit Ireland. That is a tremendous, and absolutely, that is the records are broken by those who are visiting Ireland each year. I think that it's only fair to also let people know who may want to retire to Ireland, there are mixed messages there, not the least of which was, there is a huge outcry from the Irish government to say, come on back, you'll be as welcome as the flowers of May.
Yeah, the gathering. Yeah.
And so in that sense, good luck to you. As I say, maybe this James O'Malley might be able to put you on the right track.
Thank you. I hope I can reach out to him.
Can I just tell you
about my petition, like where to find it?
Yes.
Go ahead. It's on change.org, and the petition name is Help the Global Irish Retire to Ireland.
Okay.
So the best thing to do is just go on change.org and search for that term,
okay.
Help the Global Irish Retire to Ireland.
Hold on. Now, we'll end on this note here. You go to change.org.
Yes.
And then you link onto...
Search for a petition.
Yeah.
And the name of the petition is Help the Global Irish Retire to Ireland.
Fair enough. Well, when things get sorted out for your good self, you'll have a load of our listeners stopping in to your new home in Cork for the cup of tea or maybe something stronger. Good luck to you,
okay.
Kevin.
Well, let them call ahead.
All right.
I'll be happy to welcome them and you too, Aiden.
Okay. Good luck to you. And
thanks for letting us know
what's going on. Hopefully there'll be a better resolve to this. And
I look forward to any feedback you have to offer as well.
Okay. Well, okay. We will pass that on, and I'm sure that a number of our listeners would already be thinking, of retiring in Ireland. So it's better to check out, obviously, where you stand before you make that enormous move.
Well, there's a lot. You know, there's a study that says that a third of all Irish Americans think about buying a house in Ireland.
How about that?
Hard to believe. That would mean there's more people, Irish Americans, want to live in Ireland than there are Irish in Ireland.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I take it with a grain of salt, but I think that there is potentially strong demand, and it's up to Ireland to decide if they want that investment or not.
If what you need to do here is rattle the cage, well, then I'm glad that we're a part of it. Okay, thank you. Kevin Callahan from, indeed, the Yank returning to the homeland and the home of his ancestors and getting a fairly rough time in doing so. And friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network USA.